Lopes trailed the Stanford Cardinal by one, 33-32 at the break. And I'm joined by the Havocs president, Wilson Neitzel. And Wilson, thanks so much for joining us on the halftime show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Well, so tell us a little about yourself. You're a senior this year. How long have you been with the Havocs? How long have you been in leadership?
Yeah, this is my third year as a leader of the Havocs. This is my first and last year being the president. Our kind of the way we do it is it just kind of rolls over to next year. So my vice president will take over as the president next year. But I'm a senior here at GCU, and I've absolutely loved every 4 years.
So when did you get involved with student leadership? Right away or after your freshman year? How long have you been involved?
Yeah, I've really been involved since sophomore year, joining the Havocs. You know, being a Havoc in general, being a freshman and a Havoc is just the best experience ever. And I really wanted to be someone that could just give that experience to everyone else.
So what made you decide just individually to come from, you're from Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you come from Oregon down to Phoenix to go to GCU?
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of family that went here, a lot of cousins that went here. So I kind of was, I kind of knew what it was like being here, and with everything that was happening, and I could just see the growth of GCU as a whole. I really could see how I just wanted to be a part of it, and just seeing this atmosphere at games, it was also another thing that I really just wanted to be around and really experience the community that we have here.
And weather had nothing to do with it, right?
You know, being from Oregon, my parents are saying it's raining a lot there. So being where it's sunny is definitely a lot nicer.
Nice to see the sunshine every now and again. Well, how many Havocs did you bring out on this trip?
Yeah, we have a couple hundred here today. Some students that were still behind from Thanksgiving break because a lot of students went home. But we have an amazing crew that went from campus to then they're living down in Southern California that made the trek here, left their families and wanted to cheer on the Lopes.
So when you are president of the Havocs, like how many hours, what are you doing? What's a normal day or maybe even a normal week for you, especially once basketball season starts?
Yeah, I like to say I'm a full-time student and a full-time athletics employee. It's really just a lot of fun work. You know, going to games and everything is so fun, but there's also so much behind the scenes of getting everything ready from in-game entertainment to just our Camp Elliott events where students are camping out for nights before basketball games. So it's really just setting everything up and making those experiences memorable for these students.
We're talking to Wilson Neitzel, the president of the Havocs. How many leaders do you have to get this going? Because fans come and they sit on one side and they look across at the 3,000-plus. How many leaders does it take to organize that group?
Yeah, it really takes a village, and we have 19 leaders that are really passionate about the Havocs and just GCU athletics in general. So we band together and just try to make the best experience.
You know, we have multiple Havocs presidents that now have season tickets. They come, they're in the Lopes Club. That's kind of a cool thing, right? Kind of expected, hey, you stick around and kind of matriculate through the system, a student, then a leader, then a president, and then a supporter.
Yeah, you know, I'll always be a Lopes supporter, and, you know, next year I hope to be in Lopes Club and season ticket holder, but I'm just really excited for this year. I think we got a great squad and a really supportive fan base this year.
Yeah, what do you think of this team? I mean, last year that was a pretty great little run right there, you know, what, 5 minutes away from the Sweet 16. What do you think of this squad now that everybody's back and healthy?
You know, everyone's back and healthy. I love our new transfers like Jacoby Coles. I think he's just cool, calm, and collected. He's one of my favorite players for sure. And then just having the core group back from last year except Gabe is really just a great group to have.
So what's your major and what are the plans after you graduate?
Yeah, I am a secondary education and math major. So just going through, I'm doing my practicum hours and student teaching and all that. But my plan is to be like a high school math teacher.
Dude, you're senior. You're supposed to be easy. Like you're doing your practicum, you're president of the Havocs, and math?
Yeah. You know, math always is a touchy subject, but it's really just super fun to be here no matter how much homework I have when I go home.
You want to stay in Phoenix, though, or you want to move back to Oregon? What's the plan?
Yeah, my goal is to stay in Phoenix. I'm from Oregon. All my family's from Oregon, but I really love it here, and the weather has really drawn me closer to Phoenix. So I'd really like to stay around Phoenix and stay a part of the GCU community.
Where are you doing your student teaching?
Right now, I'm doing it up in Scottsdale Union.
Okay.
School district?
In that district?
Yeah, at Chaparral High School.
All right, if you're listening and you're a principal, this guy needs a job, all right? So hook him up and hire him. Hey, Wilson, thanks a bunch for joining us. Get down there. Hey, predictions on the second half? I mean, we're down one. It's been a pretty good game, and Duke had to sit the last 7 minutes.
I know. I think Bryce Hughes is going to come out hot. He's going to have a couple plays lined up, and we're going to go ahead early.
All right, Wilson called it a jam by Duke Brennan to start the second half. Thanks a lot for joining us, Wilson, and congrats on all your success. Have fun this senior year.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
That's Wilson Neitzel, the president of the Havoc. 33-32, Lopes trail by one at the half. We'll take a break and come back with more of this Lopes basketball on the GCU Radio Network.